From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The House of Representatives has passed a bill that would make it harder for terrorists and other criminals to hide and transfer money. The Senate has already approved almost identical legislation as part of the anti-terrorism package Congress is rushing to pass, but bipartisan legislation to fight money laundering has died in Congress before, and there's no guarantee it will become law this time, as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Bush administration officials, including Treasury Undersecretary Jim Gurule, say it's vital to choke off money flowing to terrorists.
We are determined to paralyze the terrorist ability to move funds through the international banking system. And we are using every tool at our disposal to cut off the various sources of funding for their atrocities.
But experts on money laundering say the U.S. needs more tools to take on such a Herculean task. Former State Department official Jonathan Weiner testified recently on Capitol Hill.
Cutting off terrorist finance is like cutting off the heads of the Hydra. Every time we chop off one head, more will grow back in its place. To survive, we must kill the entire beast.
And that's tough because while money freely crosses borders, banking regulations and law enforcement don't. There are dozens of countries in the Middle East and elsewhere where financial institutions either don't keep records or don't share them. In these places, investigators find, the money trail often ends. And as New York Senator Charles Schumer often points out, some countries have turned lax banking regulations into a whole industry.
There are countries that set up banking systems that then go on the web to brag that no one will find out who you are, where your money comes from, and where it's going to.
Yet banks in these countries can offer world-class financial services to clients because they, in turn, have their own accounts with banks in the U.S. The legislation would crack down on suspected money launderers by threatening to sever these relationships. U.S. banks would have to ask more questions about foreign clients. Countries and individual financial institutions could be asked to open their books and put new safeguards in place. If they refuse, they could be cut off from the U.S. financial system. So-called shell banks, which exist only on paper, would be automatically barred from doing business with U.S. banks. The bill aims to make money laundering inside the U.S. tougher, too. Corrupt foreign officials would find it harder to stash stolen money here. Ed Yingling, executive director of the American Bankers Association, says the bill would also extend money laundering rules to businesses other than banks.
The securities industry, people that sell money orders, check cashing outlets, anybody that is involved in businesses where large amounts of cash are used.
The new rules would also cover the underground banking system known as Hawala, which Osama bin Laden may have used to transfer funds. A client gives the money to a Hawala broker who contacts a broker in another country who gives the same amount of money to the intended recipient, leaving no paper trail at all. Bankers do have some qualms about the legislation, according to Ed Yingling.
You do run the risk of legitimate banking relationships being cut off, that a foreign bank might say, you're asking me to tell you some things about a legitimate customer that I don't think I have to tell you, and I don't need to bank in the United States. I'll get my correspondent banking done in London, or I'll get it done in Tokyo or Paris.
Yingling says his organization supports the bill, but some banks are still lobbying to change key provisions. Vigorous industry lobbying has doomed previous efforts to tighten money laundering rules. And some lawmakers, including Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, fear it will happen again this year unless their bill is rolled into the broader anti-terrorism package.
If the bill is separated, it could be the death warrant for strong anti-money laundering legislation.
The Bush administration says it wants the curbs on money laundering included in the anti-terrorism bill and wants that package passed as quickly as possible. Senate leaders say they'll try to make that happen, even if they have to hold the rest of the anti-terrorism bill hostage to do it. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.